WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we are focusing on Middle Tennessee State University. And in the first segment of the broadcast, we're going to be talking about customs. Now, I don't mean things that you do, you know, that you are in the habit of doing. We're talking about a program called Customs at MTSU. Gina Poff is with us today, Wendy Pelfrey, and also Vincent Windrow. Who would like to tell what's Customs all about?
Customs is our new student orientation program. We bring in our new freshmen and transfers throughout the summer and spend time with them, acquainting them with the campus, teaching them how to use our pipeline, our orientation, our computer system, allowing them to meet with an advisor, to register for their classes. We actually make their IDs. Our program is designed to have students ready for orientation and ready for school to begin in August. So we want them to be prepared as much as possible. So in August, they just show up and they are ready for classes. They're ready to be successful at MTSU.
This is a huge change in their life. I mean, going away from family.
It's a big transition. We do a program designed for our parents and family members as well, because not only is it a transition for the student, the freshman or the transfer, but it's a big change for the families and the siblings and all the folks that have been involved in this student's life for 12, 13, 14 years in elementary through high school. So they've spent a lot of time helping them with the school process there, and now we want them to continue to be connected to the student and to the university. And so we provide them a program that allows them to understand the way MTSU works and the support systems that we have in place for the students, and the support systems we also provide for our parents and family members to still stay connected to the student and be involved in the university.
By the way, I wanted to mention the titles of our guests this morning. Gina is the Director of New Student and Family Programs. Wendy is the Interim Director of Undergraduate Recruitment. And Vincent is the Interim Vice Provost for Student Success. I like that. Student success. That's a big thing to carry, isn't it? Their success is depending on you. Is that the way that works?
Or my success is depending on them.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
Well, let's talk a little more about that. The customs idea sounds like it really would help to assure greater success, because you do better if you're working in an area that you're familiar with, and this makes them familiar with, a little more familiar with college.
Oh, sure. I think it's a wonderful opportunity. Jean and her folk do an incredible job. It's part of the whole assimilation process, getting them acclimated to MTSU's. This is who we are, this is what we do, and this is how we do it before they officially get to MTSU in the fall. So it's a great opportunity for all of our students.
Now, is this something that they learn about while they're in high school and sort of sign up for it, or how does this go?
Our admissions staff, which Wendy will talk about in just a minute, I think is really an integral part in when they're recruiting the students in the high schools, to talk about not only are we going to admit you, we want you as part of us, but we want you to do these orientation programs and the options that we have available for you throughout the summer to get you ready. So they do a great job in explaining to the students that this is the first step. Admissions is the first step, and then the second step is orientation. So the whole campus comes together. It's a really incredible opportunity to be inside the system and watch how many people across campus make this program happen. It's definitely not just me and my staff, the whole campus, advisors to our food service, to our campus recreation, everyone comes together to show the students what a cool place it is to be at MTSU and how they are here for their success and how they can help them make it an easier transition.
And Wendy, I would guess with your title of being the interim director of undergraduate recruitment, you're recruiting new students. A lot of competition in that. So you have a big job to make that comfortable for these students. Their success is so important.
Absolutely, yes. We are trying everything we can to reach the students. It is not too late to apply for the fall semester, so if we have any seniors out there, then it's still an opportunity for you to come to MTSU. We're trying new and innovative ways to reach students, not just visiting the high schools and working with the counselors, but reaching out into the community as well. And so we are real excited to have an event on May 31st. We're partnering with Olive Branch Church. This is an opportunity for juniors and seniors in Rutherford County to come out and get to know more about MTSU and just learn about the importance of education, also surrounded by people of faith. We are going to have opportunities for student organizations to be out there so you can get to know different religious affiliations at MTSU. We'll have some fun with some games and rock climbing wall. We'll have food. It'll be a great time, and we'd love for all juniors and seniors and their families to come out on May 31st at 5 p.m. to Olive Branch Church for this event.
Now, talking about people of faith, that is so important. I know that at our church yesterday we had some graduation commemoration, you know, congratulating the students for graduating and everything from high school, moving into the college level. A little bit scary. I mean, not only for the students, but really for the parents, too. They become oftentimes empty nesters for the first time in 18 or so years, their house is empty. Big changes for folks. And do you make this easier for everybody? Is that what this is all about?
We hope to, yes. It is a big transition. And so Gina's shop does have an opportunity for parents to get involved with the parent programming. We have a Facebook page that a lot of parents are on. And so we encourage them to reach out to us. They don't have to go through this transition alone. We have staff here to help them. But we don't know unless they communicate with us. And so that's the important piece that I feel like we all across the campus do, is just try to reach out to families and help them through whatever transition area they're dealing with at that time.
And Vincent, I know you personally are very concerned about the success of the students, making sure they don't take the wrong path. And there's certainly a lot of opportunities to take the wrong path because they're basically on the freedom all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. Absolutely. And so we think it's key to grab them as soon as possible and put them in the process to get them a part of the success process that takes on various different shapes and forms, mm-hmm. but it is all about persistence, retention, and ultimate graduation. And so we throw a lot of intervention programs at it, a lot of time, a lot of energy. We just have a wonderful staff, I guess about 3,000 people. You know, we just hired 47 advisors, academic advisors, who really have been helping to guide the academic progress of our students. And so we're in a really, really good spot. And all indicators suggest that our rates of persistence and retention will climb. So that's a good thing.
You know, there's something I'm really proud of Middle Tennessee State University about, and I'm proud of them for a lot of things, but this one in particular, we, over the years, seem to have been going in the direction of five-year graduation, six-year, seven, and now MTSU is focusing on four-year and giving you an incentive to graduate in 4 years. I think that's phenomenal.
Absolutely, and we believe that will be the tipping point for our retention rates and our graduation rates, for us to begin to point them in that direction.
Now, is this part of what you're covering in customs?
Absolutely. I think it's covered throughout our system.
Okay. Gina, tell us a little more about that.
We do spend a good amount of time talking to the students and the parents about how important it is to stay focused and to try to take 15 hours each semester. The attrition rate is, you want them to be out in 120 hours. If they know what they want to do, the quicker we can move them along that direction and keep them successful while they're doing it. We do spend a lot of time talking about the importance of the advisor role in the student's life. That should be one of the key relationships that they form, and we try to do that at orientation. We spend time at Customs several hours with the advisors working individually with the students to give them a plan for the next 4 years, specifically the first year. We want them to hone in and decide what they want to do and talk about internships and as they progress, all the opportunities that will be out there for them to guide them to a career.
Now, you mentioned keeping them focused. That is sometimes a challenge because it seems like you hear students getting well into their college career and changing the majors. Is that still happening, or are you trying to help them avoid things like that?
We would like to get them focused quickly. There are a lot of students that come in that are not decided, and that's okay. But we have programs in place, and I know Vincent's area, they do a lot of programming, as well as the advisors do, to allow the students to do some inventories and some programs to figure out where their strengths are, what they're interested in, and how that can become a major, but ultimately a career. It's more about a career and what you want to do, as more so than even what your major is, because many majors are broad and can go many directions. So finding what they enjoy and where their strengths lie is really important.
Now, Wendy, you mentioned that it is not too late to sign up to go to MTSU for this coming fall. Is it too late to get into Customs before you go to MTSU?
Absolutely not. We still have spaces open. Now, you do have to be admitted to MTSU before you can register for Customs. But we can get you admitted within a very short time frame, a couple of weeks. We could have the decision made, and then you could sign up for Customs right away. We have Customs sessions going throughout July and into the beginning of August. So there's plenty of opportunities for students to still become a member of the True Blue community.
And this enables not only students but their parents to get comfortable with the whole situation.
Absolutely. We have lots of resources for parents to make sure that they know how to reach their student if they need them, to find the resources and the offices across campus that can help them be successful, and also those coping mechanisms that Gina mentioned earlier about how to deal with that empty nest and all of a sudden you have somebody out of your house. So.
Now, you're helping students become comfortable with college. We've talked about regular students, but there are the OWL students, which I understand are growing in great numbers, the older and wiser learners. And then we have a lot of students from other countries. So, I mean, you talk about being in an unfamiliar area. Does Customs work to help those folks, too?
Absolutely. We have a couple of departments on campus that focus on our adult learners and their needs and the differences that they have in general coming to school as an adult that has adult responsibilities, full-time jobs, children, all kinds of things. So they do a great job in reaching out to them. We really want them to feel a part and know that they're not the only adult learner as well. Our international students are growing a great deal, and the international areas on campus have an orientation for them. Many of them don't arrive until right before school begins on campus. So some of them come to that. We do allow students to come to Customs if they are in the country and can make it into the country in time to participate in one of our sessions. So those populations are definitely a focus for the whole campus as well. And again, the growing population requires us to focus on their special needs, and they're totally different than the 18-year-old that graduated from high school last week, and they're ready to start a new chapter in their lives. Many of these folks have started school earlier and are coming back to finish, so we realize the importance that their differences make and how important our resources are on campus to assist them in their success as well.
Okay. Now, before we wrap up this subject today on Customs, would someone give us sort of a nutshell of what people need to do to get involved in this Customs program?
As Wendy said, once they're admitted, we will send them information, and it allows them to register. There's a registration process for Customs. We want to make sure that we know they're coming. Certain majors attend a specific dates, so not all majors are at every single open date. We do have 10 freshman dates, and we have 6 transfer dates. So we want them to register so that our advisors then have time to work up academic program plans for them. We allow our other departments on campus to know who's coming as well, so they can then focus on the students, which students are coming and what their needs are. So there are, again, 10 sessions, and we begin our first one this week. Thursday and Friday is our first orientation session, and it is full. This first session has 330 students in it and almost 325 parents. So we expect a really full group Thursday and Friday, and we're excited about getting the season kicked off.
Yeah, see, that's why MTSU, who always goes the extra mile to assure student success, that's why it is the largest undergraduate school in the entire state of Tennessee. We thank you for joining us and telling us about the Customs Program. Gina Poff, the director of the new Student and Family Programs, Wendy Pelfrey, the Interim Director of Undergraduate Recruitment, and Vincent Windrow, the Interim Vice Provost for Student Success. Thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Much more to come. We're going to be talking about an Innovation J-Camp. J for Journalism from Mass Comm next.
She could see from my face that I was flying high, and I don't think that I'll see her again, but we shared a moment that will last till the end. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place.
This is Chip Walters, and you're listening to Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
This is Dave Kivenemy at Music World and Drummer's Den. Keep in mind, we can do rentals on equipment for PA equipment for parties. We even offer DJ services, and call us if you need a good live band for your event. We're very pleased and proud to announce the addition of the Martin Acoustic Guitar Line. This is Dave Kivenemy at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church in Murfreesboro, across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come by and see us.
Peter D's is a great place for business meetings.
Our booths are a little bit wider than most booths, and so a lot of people are coming in here, and they set up all their work, and they'll have business meetings here.
Like Demas Restaurant, Peter D's is a family business.
We did the name originally with Demas's because we wanted to recognize the fact that it's family-owned and operated. Same thing with Peter D's. I wanted people to know that this is a person. We're not a corporation. And yes, it is more demanding. When your name is on something, you can't hide behind something. I write a check at a grocery store. Everybody knows who I am, and they're going to tell me if they like something or they don't like something.
And Peter D's has a great selection of wines.
We have many different types of wine, both red and white wine, that you can get by the glass or by the bottle. And on Wednesdays, any of our wines that we sell by the glass, you can get 2 glasses and get the rest of the bottle for free.
Great food, always at Peter D's, next to the Avenue of Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway.
Get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment. Trade in, trade up, play it again sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We've got busy traffic, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Still busy traffic on Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial Church at MTSU Boulevard, Memorial Boulevard at Medical Center Parkway. Still busy through those intersections this morning. With 50 years in business, Brentwood Jewelry knows what people want. A sale on jewelry and gifts with prices cut by 60%. Call 615-373-5959 or BrentwoodJewelry.com. I'm Randy O'Brien, News Radio WGNS, Air Watch Traffic.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here for this afternoon with cloudy skies, a high in the lower 80s, southwest winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 70.
Hello, this is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We'd love to have you come by and visit our office at 2230 Mercury Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. We've always got a hot pot of coffee on and generally have a hot cookie waiting for you. If you're interested in stashing away some money for the future, please come by and visit with us and let us explain our various savings products to you. We're First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Broadcasting from the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
Here's something I wanted to pass along to you. The Rutherford County Clerk's Office in Smyrna, the Smyrna one, they're temporarily closed right now. You're scratching your head saying, what's going on? Well, they started off this morning when they got there and there was no electricity. Evidently, a utility pole outside the office caught fire last night. Nobody knew about it until they came in this morning and no electricity. The electric department's on the scene along with the Murfreesboro and Smyrna Fire Departments. They're fixing the problem right now. We're told that the employees are not even allowed on the property right now due to the situation, but looks like everything is okay. So if you drive by there and you're wondering what is going on, that's what it is. Just making sure that everybody is safe. And here's something that's going to be fun as we continue our focus on Middle Tennessee State University. Val Heppner's with us this morning. She's the director of MTSU's Center for Innovation in Media in the College of Mass Communications. Val, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
It's great to be here.
What is Innovation J Camp?
Innovation J Camp is probably the coolest thing I've gotten to be involved in at MTSU. We are running a 5-day day camp for anyone who's interested in digital storytelling. We are going to have about 30 high school students from around the Murfreesboro area, around this part of the country, and we are going to teach them how to tell stories for the digital space. So we're going to teach them a little bit about writing, about digital photography. We're going to spend a lot of time with video storytelling, and we're going to wrap up the week by teaching them how to build their own WordPress website and how to put all of their content, all their storytelling up there. So it's going to be a really exciting week.
Now, this really falls into journalists today have to be entertainers almost to be popular. And well, you're showing them how.
Sure, yeah. I think it's less about the entertainment factor and more about just really telling good stories for different platforms. I figured out, just recently how mobile our community is. About 80% of the traffic that comes to our MTSU Sidelines newspaper website comes through mobile. And so I really want to focus these kids on telling stories for their peers, and that's where their peers are. So I think they just have to be in that space and know how to, use the tools that their peers are interested in.
So they are going to have this opportunity, and I understand they're going to get some phenomenal equipment to create with.
Absolutely. First of all, at the Center for Innovation, we have a whole complement of iPads. We have some Canon equipment. We also have, of course, a really innovative lab there with Mac computers and every software known to man. But I also have a great partnership with Canon USA. I have a good friend named Bob Malish, who is a terrific supporter of all the programs I've worked with over the years, and he really has an affinity for young high school students. And so he has agreed to send us a whole lot of good video equipment and photo equipment to help supply the students this week.
Now, this is July 13th through the 17th. Is it too late to sign up?
Well, I tell you what, if you're one of the lucky few that can get to the website today, I think there are a few spots left. We're going to cut off registration at 30 students because we want everybody to have a great experience. So there are just a few spots left, and the way to get to us is go to innovationjcamp.org on the web, and there is a registration form on the site, and you can pay for everything right there through the MTSU Marketplace.
Now, you mentioned this is open to high school students. Any particular age or just if you're in high school?
Well, anybody. We really encourage folks to finish their freshman year first. This is going to move at a very fast pace, and we expect students to come in and write at a pretty high level. We have a lot of juniors and seniors rising juniors and seniors, you know, registered so far. And I think, yeah, that's about the right age. So,
now, are you working with students on good English, good sentence structure? And I'll have to admit, I'm a little surprised sometimes at what I see so-called educated people coming out with, and you think, where did that come? Who taught them that?
Well, yeah, we're going to definitely work on their storytelling skills and how to write it so that it sounds professional. We have a fantastic writing coach. Her name is Whitney Matheson. Whitney is our journalist in residence at the School of Journalism in Mass Comm, and she is also a former writer for USA Today. She also writes for Slate. She writes for Mental Floss, and she writes for Netflix now. So she's still writing and teaching, and she's going to really, really help shape the students writing this during this camp.
Now, how much does this cost?
This is $150 for the entire week, lunches and snacks and waters and all that provided. It's really a great deal.
So for that $150, they get the food, they come away with a finished product, they get a lot of information, and they've done something productive for a full week.
Absolutely. So many students now have to have a senior portfolio. This is the start of their senior portfolio for a lot of these students. We have a lot of students registered from Blackman High School and from Central Magnet. And I think one of the big draws for those students was a lot of them are interested in the video, but a lot of them are also interested in getting that, you know, getting a head start on that senior portfolio and how they're going to present that for their graduation.
Oh, phenomenal. So this would be a nice addition to that. And you actually walk away with the video.
Absolutely.
So but just a few slots open.
Absolutely. I think as of Friday when I looked, we had about four spots left. So if you're interested, today's the day to get in there and get registered.
I know there are a lot of parents and grandparents listening who are thinking, my child is so talented. This is the opportunity to give that youngster even greater skills, some one-on-one experience there.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to be the lead instructor for the multimedia and the mobile media components. I've had a lot of experience. I was the multimedia director at the Indianapolis Star for years. I've been training people for years. And really, this is hands-on. This is I think that students learn best when they really get to do something. And so we're going to, you know, show them how things work. We're going to put it in their hands. We have some really talented student mentors from the College of Mass Comm that are going to go out on a story with them and help them really produce things. And I really think that there's a stickiness to that kind of learning. And I think that they will come away with a really, really good story and an excellent experience that will prepare them for the next time they want to create a video or, you know, if they want to become journalists or they want to get into the entertainment business. This is a really important skill set to have.
And really giving them a taste for MTSU.
Yeah, that's a really important part of this for me because I really want to see some of these students in the Center for Innovation in years to come. The center is such an amazing place. It's a great learning opportunity for students in Mass Comm. And, you know, my hope is that these students get a little taste for what we can do there, and they come in hungry to be college journalists.
Tell us a little more about what the Center of Innovation is.
The Center of Innovation houses all of the student media at Middle Tennessee State University. So that's Sidelines, which is our digital daily publication and once monthly print publication. We have a student radio station. We have MT10 News, which is a television station. And we also have a record label. How cool is it that I have
that
my own?
That really is.
You know, that's pretty cool. We also house WMOT, which is an NPR affiliate station. And we really use the student media there as a finishing school. They learn a lot in class, but this is really the place for them to put it into practice. And so it's really important to our students getting jobs. In fact, you know what's really interesting? We've had almost all of our graduating seniors employed before the end of their semester this year. It's amazing. Our MT10 new students, they have gotten jobs before they graduate. We've had Chris Davis, who's at Channel 5 now. Your own Bethany.
Who
worked here. She's
moving on to Jackson.
She's going to be on television in Jackson. Miranda Ferris, who was our sidelines editor, she went to Jackson, to the Jackson Sun at the newspaper there. So it really is a critical part of their student experience.
Well, I tell you, you have some sharp students, and you're putting out a great product at Mass Communications at MTSU. And again, for those of you, only about four slots open for this summer camp in media. That's July 13th through the 17th. The fee is $150, but with only four slots left to fill, they're going to be gone today. You need to act quickly. And how do we sign up again?
One last time, that's innovationjcamp.org.
Easy.
Easy.
Innovation J Camp, just the letter
yep,
J.
J.
Jcamp.org. Thank you very much. Val Heppner with us today, the director of MTSU Center for Innovation in Media in the College of Mass Communications. Val, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We will continue the focus on MTSU right after we check the weather.
Consumer questions, money concerns, and more right here.
Consumer Warrior Clark Howard, weekdays 11 to 1 on WGNS.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Bell Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1879, celebrating our 135th year.
Lisa Halliburton.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro.
Bell Jewelers, voted the best place to buy an engagement ring in Murfreesboro. Greg Tidwell.
Bell Jewelers, award-winning jewelry designer on site with free estimates. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro.
Christian Care Center of Rutherford County, nurturing body, mind, and spirit, and they have a commitment to caring.
Well, I just wanted to say a few things about Christian Care Center. I have to say that I'm so very pleased with the personnel. I'm very much impressed with that. The food, well, I got to say it's good. I'm well pleased. When I first came in, I had a button on a pair of trousers lost. And one of my techs that handles the laundry, I asked her if she had a needle. I said, I sew it. On her off time, her own time, she went and got me the needles and sewed the button on. They have a manner about them that's exceptional in their care for others.
This is Russell Carrin. I'd like to invite you out to Christian Care Center, Rutherford County, right here in Smyrna. You can come on by 202 Enon Springs Road East. Call us at 615-459-5600.
Online at cccofrutherfordcounty.com.
Weatherwise.
We'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms here for this afternoon with cloudy skies, a high in the lower 80s, southwest winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Right now, 70.
Sunshine Nutrition Center is your full-range health food store. We offer supplements, grocery items, pet food, fresh produce, juice bar, and a deli. Come visit us at Sunshine Nutrition Center for all your healthy needs in Murfreesboro and in Smyrna.
That's Kim Hilsman.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
This is Scott inviting you to come in and check out the largest selection of new and used fitness equipment in Murfreesboro. New equipment arriving daily.
Trade in, trade up.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
Want to say good morning to our friends over there at Home Building Products. We are so proud to have them on the air with us. Home Building Products. Why are we proud? Because this is a family business, and family businesses are so special. Right here in this community. The Robertson family started Home Building Products back in 1968. And what makes Home Building Products different? Well, you see a lot of businesses that sell products. They do sell products at Home Building Products. They sell things that make your home more energy efficient. Windows have changed. Goodness knows if you've lived in your house 20 or 30 years, windows are now more energy efficient. They're also a whole lot easier to clean. And technology has made a difference. Not only do they sell these windows, they install them. And down the road, if you need some adjustments, you know, the house settles and things don't work exactly as you would like, they come back and make the adjustments for you. The same is true with the garage doors, and they have the garage doors that are insulated. And if your garage is right there next to the house, a part of the house, an insulated garage door can do wonders to make your home cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. And down the road with the electric door openers, if you lose the remote control or something like that, they'll help you right there at Home Building Products. The same is true with their screen rooms. They do it all. Screen rooms, sunrooms, patio covers, things that are fun this time of the year. Columns. If you have columns on your home, those are sometimes a pain to take care of. Let the folks at Home Building Products, Jerry Clark is there to help you. Call Jerry and say, Jerry, we've got columns, but they are really a maintenance headache. He can help you out. They have some replacements that look just like them, but they don't require all the maintenance. Check with Jerry Clark at Home Building Products. And be sure to say howdy to Dale Robertson. He is running the business there, doing a great job. Dale Robertson at Home Building Products, 300 West Castle Street, right here in town. Home Building Products, a family business, and that is right around the corner from Canonsburg. Home Building Products. Nice folks over there.
Have you been getting most of your money advice from your brother-in-law? Maybe you need Dave Ramsey.
The Dave Ramsey Show, 1 to 4 on WGNS, Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain.
We're going to learn some new languages, or at least learn about learning some new languages today. Visiting with us, Dr. Shelley Thomas, the founder of the MTSU Summer Language Institute, and a professor of foreign languages, along with Brian Roberts, the assistant director of the Summer Language Institute. So if you really come up with a way to learn a foreign language easier and more quickly?
Not easier and more quickly than we learned our first language, but that's what's
learned that one when we were babies.
Yeah, that's what's kind of new, I guess, and innovative, is brain research tells us that we learn languages best if we try to imitate the way we learned our first language. And that's a lot of hands-on, body movement, using all the five senses, and which goes into storytelling. So all very pleasant, easy to do, entertaining, engaging, and most important, long-lasting.
So what languages are you offering this summer?
So this summer we're offering Arabic, Chinese, German, Spanish, French, and Latin. And they'll be going, actually Chinese is going on right now in the evenings, and all those languages will be going on all summer through August, through the middle of August. We've tried to accommodate people's schedules by offering some in the morning for those people involved with MTSU that don't work during the day, that are students, 9 to 12:30, and some in the evening, 6 to 9:30.
The Arabic and Chinese, that sounds difficult. I mean, the letters are different. I mean, it's everything's different.
Right. We don't get into the letter writing. We get more into, you know, each language. In Chinese, for example, the Chinese people themselves actually learn pinyin, which is a type of Roman letters that we use. So we learn that during this 2 week, during this 5 day period. But learning the characters is a different skill that would be done in a different time. What we find is as soon as people get engaged with real communication, they get very highly motivated and they want to take more. And we're hoping that these 5 day language institutes will show people, oh, I really can learn a language easily and fun, and then take more languages wherever they go, either at MTSU or...
Well, let's say this. Let's say somebody's thinking about taking a trip to China. That's
yes.
a popular place to go these days. And if they're planning on going to China and they take your course, it takes 5 days to go through the course, and then a month later or 2 weeks later, they head off to China, can they really communicate while they are there?
Yes. I've just taken 1 week of Chinese, and Brian and I have been helping the teacher understand what is possible for Westerners to learn with ease and with enjoyment. We do some greetings. We do some high-frequency vocabulary, like I want, I need, some numbers, a few colors, I go to. So very basic skills, but she's also teaching us the four tones so that when we communicate, we could be understood. Because that's the biggest challenge for Americans is doing the different tones, distinguishing them and creating them and making them when we speak.
That is so exciting to hear that. And you do this with other languages too. So find the one that you could use. Mm-hmm. Or do people just choose the language? I'm going to learn this one this year.
Well, the interesting thing is Brian just wrote a grant from the Jennings and Rebecca Jones Foundation in order to help teachers and students from Rutherford County take the language of their choice. And what we're finding is teachers who are dealing with different languages in their class from immigrants, they'll take a language that helps them communicate with the children in the class. Some students will take a language that they want to take at the university eventually, but Brian can tell you more about who exactly is applying and why they're applying for certain languages.
Sure, and sometimes we even have teachers who are interested in teaching in a way that's very hands-on and engaging, and that really captures students' attention and imagination and brings fun into the classroom. So we have teachers sometimes who take a language with which they're completely unfamiliar with the idea of experiencing it the way that a student would experience their language that they teach. So we might have a French teacher, for example, who will take a German class, doesn't know anything about German because she wants to have that experience of sitting in that chair and having that immersive type experience where they're hearing and interacting in the language without any kind of background in the language.
Let me ask you this, because if, as Americans, when we hear people from other countries speaking English, sometimes it's hard to understand them because they have a different dialect. It's hard to understand what they're saying, but I guess they learned it that way. The way you're teaching them, do you eliminate the dialects and are they speaking more the way they would be listening in the natural countries?
Bart, that's a good question. We're definitely in Chinese. We're teaching Mandarin. We're teaching, I guess you'd call it High German and Classical Arabic. So we're definitely teaching the languages that are most used in the country. We're not teaching the dialects.
So as you visit those places and speak this language,
you will be able to communicate with people.
And after a while, once you're really proficient, you won't have any accent. You won't have a foreign accent, so to speak.
Well, the research shows that the older you get, the harder it is to, just because of the way the brain has pruned certain dendrites, that we lose our ability to become perfect as far as accent goes. But it's also the case that the brain is a pattern seeker, and if you get enough of the pattern, you can produce it. So it just depends on what kind of a brain you have. If it's a fast processing brain that's very absorbing of the information around it, we've seen some adults come out with some pretty good accents.
Wow, that's phenomenal. Exciting to hear. Now, within 5 days, what are you able to do? I mean, that's just a short period of time.
Well, for that very reason, we've collected research, and Brian has tallied the research. And why don't you tell them what you found?
Sure, yeah. So our five-day institute is 17.5 hours. And because what we focus on are the most frequently used words in the language. Mm-hmm. So we really, rather than exposing you to lots and lots and lots of the language in a broad sense, we take the most useful components of the language, the most useful words, the most useful verbs, the most useful idiomatic expressions, and we go deep with that. So we're constantly exposing you to those patterns. So you're hearing them repeatedly, hearing them over and over again. You're reading them. You're starting to produce them. So the idea is that you get very high frequency vocabulary. And because it's reinforced so much, you're actually able to use it. A lot of times when we're in a language class, we're exposed to so much of the language that we don't really reinforce it as well. So we're not as capable of using that broad base of vocabulary. But if we really keep it focused on the most useful, most high frequency verbs, we found that students in the classroom, they're able to produce it and really use the language.
In the test?
Yeah, in the test. For example, I used to teach a similar seminar to state workers all over the state. And what we found is that even after about 5 days, we had adults of all ages, age 23 to 68, who took a national Spanish exam. So this was in Spanish, and they placed just below where high school students do after a year.
Wow.
So that was about 22 and a half hours that we had with them versus 180 hours in the high school classroom.
So this takes 17, 18 hours?
Yes, we're going to offer Spanish, actually, parts 1, 2, and 3. Each part of a language is 17 and a half hours.
But we don't test until after the second 5 days now.
Mm-hmm. And how much does this cost?
Well, it's $300 for people outside the university, but we've brought the cost down for teachers at MTSU. It's $250. For students, it's $175. And we've also brought it down for any public school teachers and high school students. So if they want to, and the Jennings Jones grant covers one or two courses. And the reason we wait until after 2 5-day sessions is because that is what we're finding is about equivalent to one semester at MTSU. So we have them take the test at the MTSU placement lab, and they've tested out of anywhere from 1 to 4 semesters.
Now, when are the classes?
Right now, Chinese is going on in the evening from 6 to 9:30 at the Honors College.
Mm-hmm.
And then in June, we've got...
We have Chinese starting in June. We have German starting 1st of June. We also have Spanish in June. We'll have Latin in July. And we'll have some second and third level Spanish in August. So really, June 1st, we're ramping up, and we'll go all the way through mid-August.
So if you want to take any of these classes, Arabic, Chinese, French, German, Latin, or Spanish, you can learn the language, speak it fluently.
Not fluently.
You can just talk.
Yeah, you can communicate.
You can communicate, okay. Yeah. In 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
That is amazing. And so how can we get more information?
Well, if you just go to www.mtsu.edu/CALA, C-A-L-A. Now, CALA stands for Center for Accelerated Language Acquisition.
Hmm.
So if you just go to the MTSU website and type in CALA, you'll see our webpage that shows you how to register, gives you the schedule, and also gives you information about the research that's been done.
All righty. Well, you need to do that, and especially if you're going to take a trip or something in
right.
the near future, mm-hmm. learn the language, and you'll learn so much, but the trip will be more meaningful for you. This is exciting. Dr. Shelley Thomas, the founder of the MTSU Summer Language Institute and professor of foreign language at MTSU, and Brian Roberts, the assistant director of the Summer Language Institute, thank you.
Thank you
for being with us. Have a super day. Hey, let's go Big Blue and head over to MTSU and find out how you can be a part of the greatest university around. Have a super day. Truman is next on WGNS Murfreesboro.